And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 20th of August, 2025. August 20th is National Bacon Lovers Day. Hunks of salted fried fat send our endorphins through the roof. But what is the actual cost of this brief taste pleasure? What is the cost to the pigs, to the earth, and to our own bodies? We know that pigs have wonderful personalities, are affectionate and terrifically intelligent, and we know that to them, the cost of bacon is their very lives. When it comes to the cost of eating bacon to our physical health, we know that bacon is classified as a processed meat, which has been linked to an increased risk of cancers, particularly colorectal cancer, according to the American Institute for Cancer Research and the World Health Organization. This risk is associated with the processing methods, smoking, curing, salting, and the presence of nitrates and nitrites, which form carcinogenic compounds. Processed meat consumption, including bacon, has also been linked to a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and cognitive decline. Let's look at the cost of bacon to the earth. The Center for Biological Diversity has put out a fact sheet called Bacon versus Wildlife, the Environmental Cost of Pork. It begins, "One of America's favorite foods is polluting waterways, destroying habitat that wildlife need for survival, and contributing to global climate change." The fact sheet explains some of the environmental impacts of just four slices of bacon, which are 3 pounds of CO2 produced, 30.2 feet of habitat loss, 165 gallons of water used, and 20.2 pounds of manure produced. Again, this is the toll of just four slices of bacon. As swine manure decomposes, nitrous dioxide and methane, both extremely potent greenhouse gases, are released into the atmosphere. On industrial pig farms, manure is stored in large open-air lagoons and then sprayed onto nearby fields. Such vast quantities of manure cannot be absorbed by the available land, and consequently, manure pollution, including excess nutrients, antibiotics, heavy metals, and disease-causing germs, contaminates the air and leaks into groundwater and the surrounding soil. Leaking manure is a pervasive and continuous problem that is under-regulated by federal and state agencies. The top three pork-producing states, Iowa, North Carolina, and Minnesota, account for over half of all pig production in the United States. The extreme concentration of industrial farming and pollution in these states has profoundly harmed wildlife. Aquatic habitats are especially vulnerable to the water pollution associated with hog farming. In North Carolina, a 2015 study found that large pig farms release fecal bacteria into waterways at concentrations that exceed the levels permitted for recreational water use. This is harmful not only to humans, but also to marine life and amphibians, such as fish, turtles, salamanders, and frogs that inhabit these areas. When hog waste pollutes lakes and rivers, the excess nitrogen and phosphorus nutrients in the manure cause algae to grow uncontrollably. This process called eutrophication deprives aquatic wildlife of oxygen and light and can result in massive fatalities for them. Replace bacon with crispy, savory, and satisfying plant-based alternatives. One strip of Lightlife plant-based bacon has about 20 calories, 1 gram of fat, no saturated fat, and no cholesterol. Compare that to one strip of pig tummy bacon, which has 46 calories, 3.6 grams of fat, 1.2 grams of saturated fat, and 9 milligrams of cholesterol. Try a Tempeh BLT. You'll be glad you did. Eating plant-based bacon alternatives is tasty and satisfying and is much healthier, much kinder to the environment, and doesn't make wonderful animals suffer. And here's a poem for today, A Song in Summer by Sophie Jewett. If I were but the west wind, I would follow you, cross 100 hills to find your world of green and blue. In your pine wood linger, whisper to you there, stories old and strange, and finger softly your bright hair. A Song in Summer by Sophie Jewett. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that the costs of bacon are too high, so enjoy some plant-based bacon today.